Chapter 2. The Voice. Count Philippe de Chagny and his brother Raoul were standing in the foyer after the performance.
"What an evening," said the Count to his brother. "And Christine de A, what a fantastic singer. Everyone in the opera house cheered her."
The Count was 41 years old and very elegant. Raoul was only 21. He was a sailor.
"Can we go and see Christine de A in her dressing room?" asked Raoul. "I want to congratulate her."
Philippe looked at his brother. It was obvious that Raoul was in love. They left the foyer and walked through the crowd of people to Christine de A's dressing room. That evening, Christine's dressing room was full of people, all excited by her success. Raoul went to her.
"Mademoiselle," he said, "do you remember me? We played together when we were children."
Christine was very nervous.
"I want to be alone," she said. "Please leave me, all of you."
Everyone left the room. Raoul decided to wait outside for Christine. He waited in a dark corner. Suddenly he heard a man's voice in the dressing room.
"Christine, you must love me."
Christine's sad voice replied,
"How can you talk like that? I sing for you."
The man's voice spoke again.
"Are you very tired?"
"Oh, yes. Tonight I gave you all my energy," Christine replied.
"Thank you," said the man. Raoul did not hear anything after that. He returned to his dark corner and waited for the man to go. Soon, the door opened and Christine de A appeared. To Raoul's great surprise, she was alone. She closed the door behind her and walked past him. She didn't see him. When Raoul was alone, he opened the door of the dressing room and went in. It was very dark.
"Is anyone here?"
he asked in a trembling voice.
"Why are you hiding?"
Raoul lit a match and looked around.
There was no one in the room.
He stood there for several minutes. Then he left the room. At the same time, there was a party in the foyer for the two managers. Suddenly, one of the dancers shouted in a terrified voice,
"The opera ghost!"
Her finger pointed to a terribly ugly face with two deep holes for eyes. The two managers were very frightened. They went to their office. The new managers, Monsieur Moncharmin and Monsieur Richard, were in the office. Monsieur Debienne and Monsieur Poligny told the two new managers about the opera ghost. The new managers thought it was very funny.
"And what does this ghost of yours want?" laughed Monsieur Richard.
Monsieur Poligny went to his desk and returned with a letter. The letter was in red ink. It said, "Box 5 must be empty for the opera ghost for every performance." When the two new managers saw the letter, they thought it was a joke.
"We aren't worried," they said. "We are going to sell Box 5.
The four men left the office. The two new managers laughed very loudly. But the other two men were very unhappy.